BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Phoenix resident has been treated for smoke inhalation after her home caught fire after being struck by lightning during last night's storm. KZN VIP paramedics were called to Trenants Park after multiple neighbours reported hearing a loud bang followed by a power failure. Spokesperson Gareth Naidu says they saw large flames burning through the house, causing extensive damage.
Upon arrival of KZN VIP, it was established that lightning had struck the building, which caught light. Immediately, fire department was also dispatched to the scene to assist. The fire was extinguished and one person was treated for minor injuries and smoke inhalation.
The South African Weather Service's warning of a heat wave expected to hit the northern parts of KZN from midday. Forecaster Sihle Dlamini says the heat wave is only expected to last until the end of the day. Dlamini says the southwest of the province, extremely cold conditions and possibility of snow is expected from tomorrow.
Tomorrow we have a reaching high pressure which is going to be pushing in cool moisture or cool air from the ocean. It is definitely the one that's going to cool down the temperatures, mainly the southern to southwestern parts of the province. Hence then we're going to be experiencing the very cold conditions. And also there is an upper air system which is deepening, dropping the freezing level. That in combination then it informs into the very cold conditions that we are expecting over those areas. We are also expecting snowfall, mainly the areas of Kokstad.
We'll be paying more for fuel from Wednesday. Mineral Resources and Energy's Robert Mage.
Both grade of petrol will increase by 25 cents a litre. Diesel will increase by 20 and 21 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin will increase by 28 cents per litre at retail level. And LP gas will increase by 36 cents per kilogram. The reason for these increases is mainly due to higher oil prices on average during the period under review compared to the previous one. The prices of LP gas are increasing due to higher prices of propane and butane.
Donald Trump is claiming the only way he could lose against Kamala Harris is if he was cheated. He's called America crooked. Both candidates are knuckling down on the states that will ultimately determine the result in tomorrow's U.S. presidential election. And a recap of your weather for KZN. Southern KZN is at orange level 5 alert today for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, strong damaging winds and excessive lightning. The north of the province has a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms, also accompanied by heavy rain, hail, strong damaging winds and lightning. Durban, a high of 23 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 21. Richards Bay, 27. The top story: a resident has been treated for smoke inhalation after her home in the north of Durban caught fire after being struck by lightning during last night's storm. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.